Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
You're listening to America's Diesel Podcast.
Craigslist fucking sucks.
It wasn't Craigslist, actually.
Facebook Marketplace fucking sucks.
Marketplace. Ben, intro.
This week's podcast episode is brought to you by Fuel Bomb Diesel Additive, an additive designed for diesel enthusiasts, made by diesel enthusiasts. Ben, take it away.
Hell yeah, dude. So this is our in-house Fuel Bomb fuel additive for your diesel truck. Our biggest thing here is making sure that you can pretty much always have diesel additive on you all the time. You've got a lot of other additives out on the market that have, you know, anti-gel in there all the time. They have cetane in there all the time. They end up being big and bulky bottles. Our standard everyday diesel fuel additive is 1 ounce per 32 gallons. And that's its main job is to make sure that your fuel system stays lubricated and prevents the formation of algae. And it should also help you in colder climates, too.
Should definitely help you in colder climates. Along with cleaning your fuel system and maintaining it, it'll also help you bump that cetane number up for a more efficient burn of your diesel fuel. And if cetane is just what you're after, there's the Fuel Bomb Hellfire, which is our straight 8-plus cetane enhancer.
Yeah, and you guys asked, and we brought them back. We did go away from the bottles that didn't have the measuring little parts in there. We brought them back for you, so now you can measure out your 1 ounce per 32 gallons for the F-bomb or 4 ounces per 32 gallons for the Hellfire.
Both these additives are available on our website, dieselpowerproducts.com. Now let's get back to that episode. All right, that was good.
Tyler sold the Talon. Tyler's talonless. He's been declawed.
Yeah.
Rawr.
He can no longer do the caw.
Yeah. No, I still can.
Let's hear it.
Caw!
I stand corrected.
I think that might have been perfect.
Yeah.
I've once called a crow in.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. Literally called a crow in. We were crow hunting. And we had a little crow.
You were crow hunting? Who?
Dude, you can crow hunt, yeah. You can kill crows like year round, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, is it crows or ravens that are...
Crows.
That are smart?
Crows.
Ravens and crows. They're both smart. But I called one in, dude.
Smart enough, apparently.
I called one in.
Being called in by Tyler.
I don't know if I could do my crow call, but I'm not going to even try it. I got to practice it before I... But,
crow.
No.
Caca.
I'm not even going to do it.
Ha!
Kind of. Yeah. You're.
Ha!
It's all in the throat. It's all in the throat. Ha! Anyways. All right. We'll just say I learned a lesson. Okay. I learned a lesson. And we're going to talk about that lesson that I learned. Thankfully, I had about 7 backup plans. But here's what happened. So I decided to sell the Talon. Okay.
Yeah.
And I posted it for... I know I'm probably going to get bashed like you sold it too cheap. Guys, it had 2,000 miles on it, which is a lot for a side-by-side. I got my use out of it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I bought it brand new for $23,000, okay? I originally listed it for $21,500, and I knew I was kind of like, you know, it was like Ben listing his truck for like $15,000.
Yeah, you want to see what you can get for it.
See if I get any interest, whatnot.
Yeah.
I had a couple of people tell me that I had too many miles on it. That was, and I thought I had put the miles on the listing, but the two people that I had messaged me on it said the miles were too high. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm like, okay. I'll drop it. So I dropped it to 18.5. Now, again, 2,000 miles. I did put some cool wheels and tires on it. It's got some redneck pinstriping on it. Like, it was used.
It's been used.
I got my use out of it. It didn't. It never sat around. Like I rode the shit out of that thing. Mm-hmm. So I listed it for 18.5. I immediately get. I kid you not. I think I was close. Had to be close to 20 people within 2 days.
Wow.
Messaged me. It was insane. Like I was just getting back to back to back to back messages. I talked to a couple people on the phone, and I had this guy from like the Seattle area that really wanted it. And he offered to give me a deposit, and I told him no. And he wanted me to hold it for the next weekend so he can come pick it up. And I told him no. Okay. A day goes by. I didn't have it. Well, let's back up. I didn't have it cleaned. Mm-hmm. So, and it's Labor Day weekend, and I'm cleaning it on a Saturday, and I have a guy that a local guy that wanted to come look at it. And I told him I was like, it's Labor Day weekend. Like I'll be back Sunday. Mm-hmm. I was home the whole time, but I'm like, I'll be back Sunday. I started getting so many people that were messaging me that I was like, hey, change. Like, and I got it cleaned. I was like, hey, change of plans. Like if you want to come check it out Saturday at 5:00, he's like, well, honestly, he's like, I can't. I'm going to this pool party thing, blah, blah, blah. Sunday's the earliest I can look at it. I'm like, okay. I get another guy that is driving. He's from the coast, again, Seattle area, that wants to drive over Sunday morning to come look at it. I'm like, oh, this dude's serious. Like, this dude's freaking serious. So I'm like, cool, yeah, I'll be home all day. We'll see you in the AM. It's about 11 o'clock. He shows up. with no trailer. Okay.
Good start.
Yeah. In a van. He drove 7 hours though, so I do have to hand it to him. He looks at it. We take it for a rip. Quite a long rip. I will say he didn't really know how to drive freaking side by side, that's for sure, especially a Talon. God, what the fuck is all this shit? So we get back to the house. He's looking at it again, and we come to an agreement at 17.5, which I'm happy with. Again, bought it for 23. It's not much difference of the, like, I'm not far off the retail price here.
Right.
Okay. He asked me if he could give me $5,000 today and hold it for him. I'm like, I already told a guy I wouldn't hold it for him, and I've got all these other people that wanted to look at it, and even a local guy. But I was like, you know what? This guy drove 7 hours. I'm going to be a nice guy. Sure. So he gives me a $3,500 check that I cashed immediately, mm-hmm. just mobile deposited, and then $1,500 cash that I deposited. it takes like, what, 3 days from because he looked at it on a Sunday. Well, let's back up. He then calls me on like a Tuesday, and he's like worried about the top speed of the machine. I'm like, first of all, the speedometer is like 7 miles per hour off. Like I even looked it up. I GPSed it. It's seven off at 50. And he's like, well, it just kind of seemed like it wouldn't go to the top. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I will hop in it and go do a top speed run for you. I hit 73 miles an hour. Top speed on Honda's website is 75. I could have gone probably 78 in that thing if the road didn't turn and I wasn't approaching a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, dude, like, what are you worried about? Like, this thing rips. Like, yeah. He's like, okay, I feel better now. I'm like, okay. 2 more days pass. And I'm thinking this guy's, like, coming this next weekend to come get it, blah, blah, blah. This happened last week, so the ones that were on the live probably heard me talking to him or heard Ben talking about me talking to him. He calls me up, and he goes, hey, man, I just talked to the Department of Licensing. And they're trying to charge me tax on the $23,000. I'm like, well, that's, I'm like, for one, I'm starting to think like, this is not my problem, yeah. like at all, right? This is not my problem. Like, all I care about is the 17.5 we agreed on. I'll give you the title and we're done.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, can you take it to Spokane Power Sports and have them do like a value on it? I'm like, I'll call them and see if they do that. I was like, I'll also call the DMV and just or the DOL and like it shouldn't be an issue. Like if I give you a bill of sale, it shows that a sign, like it shouldn't be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I call Spokane Power Sports. They're like, yeah, we don't do that. Like, yeah, I figured. Like, why would you do that?
Great start.
Yeah. So I try calling the Department of Licensing. Of course, I get nobody. Leave a message. They never call me back. at this point, I'm like talking to Ben and Corey and Jesse, who's in here, and they're like basically telling me like fuck this guy. And I'm starting to really think like fuck this guy. Like he's already bitched about like the top speed thing, which I proved to him that it goes faster than the original top speed of yeah. what Honda says. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I'm like, you're bitching about tax. Like you don't have the money for tax. Like you should have thought of this before you were looking into a side by side. Like that's not my problem.
Right.
And then I even asked him on the phone. I was like, so if you go to the DOL and they're like, we're gonna charge you tax on 19. Like, is that a no? Like he was literally kind of saying that it wouldn't be a deal if they're gonna charge him $23,000 for tax.
Yeah.
Or the tax on the $23,000. So I'm like, well, what about 19? Like, are you gonna back out of the deal if they do that? And he's kind of hemming and hawing. And then I ask him like, because I told him I was like, I'll even go to the DOL with you. And it'd be like Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And he originally said like, yeah, that'll work. I'm like, cool, Monday or Tuesday, I'll hold it. That's fine. Then I asked him like, how for sure are you, like, are you 100% on Monday or Tuesday? And he told me no.
So again, so this is this is the conversation they had on Wednesday. He's talking about the following Monday, Tuesday. So at this point, this deal would have gone on for 7 to 8 days.
Yeah.
8 to 9 days. Yeah.
So as I tell him, like, I'll call you back because I need to think about this. And as we're sitting here just bullshitting and these guys are telling me how big of an idiot I am and I should just move on to the next guy.
Never take deposits.
I'm literally messaging like 7 people. Hey, are you local? Are you local? Are you local? I also had another guy that I knew was local that was like, hey, like this guy is flaking out on me. Like, do you want to look at it?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get done messaging all these people, the guy messaged me saying he canceled the check and he told me to keep the $1,500 cash. Okay. Me being the guy that I am, I told him I would give him his $1,500 back and I did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not going to keep his $1,500. Like, I know a lot of people would. Everybody here told me to keep it.
I kind of had a different idea. Like when you told me later on that night, well, like everything that happened, I was like, and you were like, I can in good faith keep the $1,500. I was like, I totally see that.
Yeah.
I can see that, especially, you know, you don't want any bad karma coming your way.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of think you should take like 500 of it and go walk into the casino, throw it on black.
Yeah.
Just like some just dumb some, fucking like.
Yeah.
And if you hit, send them the 15 back and keep the wings. If not, send him $1,000 back and be like, you know, man, I couldn't. It just 500 seems better for me.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it. But as he's messaging me that, I literally get this, the local guy that I knew was local. He calls me. He's like, oh, dude, what happened? Super cool guy. I was like, oh, this guy backed out on the deal. He wanted me to hold it. He was balking about the tax. Blah blah blah. He's like, well, when will you be home? I was like, I'll be home in a half hour. He's like, I will be there with my truck and trailer and cash. I'm like, this is fucking working out
great.
Hell
yeah.
And so I rush out of here, run home. He shows up like 10 minutes later, cash in hand. We went, go take it for a rip. He loves it. Literally hands me, what is it? $175 bills. And yeah, deal's done. Like,
easy.
He just took it, and I gave him a couple little strap, like, you know, those strap things I had that had the two hoops on each side.
Yeah.
I gave him three of those to strap it down to his trailer. But yeah, donezo, just like that. So the moral of the story: never hold anything for anybody. It's too much stress, and it gives yeah. people time to think about shit and back out of it. Like this guy literally mind fucked himself right out of it.
Yeah.
And then when he figured out he had to pay tax, like the amount of money he might have to pay tax on it. Like he's like telling me it's a no go, like, and I didn't want to lose out on all the other people that are obviously looking for a side by side, and had money. Like I'm not gonna like hold this thing for weeks on end, and then you back out, and then I go relist it, and then half my buyer's field is gone.
Yeah, and it's closer to winter.
And it's closer to winter. Like nobody, you know, people are thinking about other things.
Mm-hmm.
So. Moral of the story, don't hold anything for anybody, and I will never hold anything for anybody ever again.
Yeah.
If you want it, you show up with money, and you can take it. If you don't have the money, guess what? You just lost out on it, and whoever is the first person to bring me that money gets the machine or gets whatever I'm selling.
Yeah.
Like, don't hold anything for anybody, unless it's maybe like a friend or something like that or a family member, like I could totally understand. And again, I always try to look for the good in people when it comes to things. And I knew this guy drove a while to come look at it, so I knew he was serious.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start, those questions, like, just didn't. And then when I asked him, I was like, "How for sure are you on Monday or Tuesday?" He's like, "Well, I don't have a trailer." I'm like, "Dude, get the fuck out of here."
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have it. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, so moral of the story.
Like, it sounds like you're not ready to buy a side-by-side.
That's what it sounds exactly like. Yeah. I mean, shit. The tax thing, like there's no way around that, man. I mean, there's ways around it, I guess, or if, you know, like Jesse was saying that whatever document he was saying, or a bill of sale, like, again, the machine, and we booked it, and yeah, it did book for like 23, but again, they're not taking, there's no mileage that's taken into consideration on those machines when you book them. And so, God, there's a bunch of shit in here. So obviously the price is adjusted for mileage, and 2000 miles on a side-by-side is starting to get up there.
Yeah.
And also, you know, like, there's new machines always coming out. So it's like, I'm happy with what I got for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know other people are like, well, that's kind of low, you know, like, that was a good deal. Like, you probably could have got more. Yeah. Could I have gotten more? Sure. I mean, maybe $1,000 more tops.
But then you also maybe would have sat on it longer.
Right.
It's one of those things where, like, you were trying to get the deal done.
Well, especially with that, because I didn't really want to sell it, but I did. And it was just like, if it's going to go, it's got to go now.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to think about it too much and then keep it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's gone. It's all good. There's always new. That's the thing too. There's always new machines coming out. Who knows what I'll end up with. And, like I said, I got my use out of it. 2000 miles. I drove the shit out of that thing. Like,
yeah.
On multiple, like, back to back to back to back weekends. I got my money's worth out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're going to need a new Cayman.
I would love to, but those things are just asininely expensive. They are freaking cool.
$45,000 and shit,
dude. But they're
fucking
sweet.
Rad though.
Yeah,
they super are cool.
Sick. But I see what you mean about the holding stuff for people, or like in the when a lot of people message you and they're like, "Hey, can I come this day or whatever?" I've never actually held anything for anybody, but I've always given the, like, I'm not holding this, you know. Let's say, for instance, today's Friday. Like, hey, can I come on Monday? Like, if I still have it on Monday, you can absolutely come on Monday. But I got to tell you, like, I'm not holding it for anybody.
Yeah.
Like, if, and I'll tell you, like, I don't want you to make the drive out. It's like, what if I come right now? Yeah, if you come right now. Like, if you tell me you're driving here, yes, I will hold it for you.
Right.
Should someone else say they're driving.
Right.
You were the first person to tell me you're driving and come pick it up or set a time.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're like, hey, I'll be by sometime next week, can you hold up? No.
No, no.
No.
No. I'll Venmo you money. No.
The only one that I've ever gotten, like, I kind of hear, I'm kind of there for it, but at the same time, I explicitly told him what I was doing, was when I sold the Durango.
Yeah.
And that dude was like, the thing is, I told him what I was doing.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I sold it out from under him by any means, because I fucking told him exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
And the whole time he and I were talking, you know, for those of you who don't remember, I'm going to recount the story a bit for the Durango, because it kind of pisses me off and I just want to say it again.
Yeah.
But so I had a 99 Durango, and it was basically of no use to me. I don't know. At the point when I was getting rid of it, I didn't know if it had a cracked block, a blown water pump, or a freeze plug. I was just done with it.
Didn't it have transmission issues too?
It did, but those somehow went away once I took it apart and put it back together again. I don't know. But it was just, I didn't want it. Like, it was a means to an end, and it got the job done.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized that if I'm going to play the cheap truck challenge, I got to like what I'm using.
Right.
You know, I had no motivation to do anything to that vehicle, because I just didn't want to keep it. You know, I didn't want it.
It was a 99 Durango.
Yeah. Anyway,
they do sound pretty sick, straight pipe, though. I will say
they
that.
They do. So I posted it up for like $1,200, because it was technically low mileage for what it is. The body was straight.
Yeah.
And it had brand new tires on it and a brand new stereo. And the interior was like no rips, no tears, no nothing. Yeah. And I said in OBO, you know, here it is. You can come here running and drive it on the trailer, but it will overheat, you know. And I had one guy who was like a local Durango fucking rebuilder dealer guy or whatever. He always finds them and builds them and sells them for more or something like that. He came and looked at it. He's like, give you $500 for it. I was like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not taking
tires
$500.
Are worth more than that. Like,
he's like, well, this is what I do. You know, I doubt you're going to get more than that for. I'm like, that's fine. And he left, and he, you know, we messaged a bit more back and forth. I was at 12. He was at 5. And he was like, how about 6? And I was like, no.
Dude.
I'm not even like, and we, I think we eventually, we went back and forth a whole bunch on it. I think we eventually leveled out at like, no, actually, I'm sorry. I think I listed for 15, yeah. If I recall. I listed for 15. And I think we ended up, I came down to like 875 or 900 or something like that. Yeah. And he was still pitching me shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, every time you...
Dude, you don't have to buy it.
You don't have to buy it. And again, yeah. Every time you've asked, like, is there better we can do? I've come down a little bit.
Yeah.
That's my line. That's where I'm stopping at.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, you know, I'll be by sometime later this week with a trailer to go get it. And I'm like, okay. And then, but the listing was still up.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, I'm not pulling a listing until you come either pay me or come take it.
And that should be all that he needed.
Yeah, he's like, okay. And so then I had someone else reach out and they were like, hey, that's great. You know, can I come look at it? And they didn't balk about the price. And I was like, sure. And the guy came and looked at it. And he's like, would you do 12? I was like, yeah. He goes, okay. I just got to go to the bank to grab it real quick. And, actually, I'm sorry. Before the guy even came over. I messaged the other dude. And I was like, hey, just so you know, since it is still listed and you haven't given me any money or anything like that,
yeah.
I have a guy coming to look at it. You know, if I'm not going to sell it for anything less than you and I agreed upon, but if he offers me more, I'm going to sell it to him. And I'll let you know as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
No response back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so we do the deal. He comes back. He picks it up. He's up at 9 miles. He still drives it. And apparently it was a freeze plug.
Yeah.
And he put it in there. His wife's been driving it this whole time. And she's like happy as fuck. It was great. They like tow with it and stuff. Like, wow. I'm like, cool, man. Excellent. Like I just didn't want it.
Yeah.
And so they picked it up and I immediately, like before I could even see the taillights disappear on the street.
I messaged him.
Hey man, I ended up selling it. I just get, hey, fuck you, man. You sold it off from under me. And just, I was like, dude, I told you that they were going to come look at it.
Like, dude, you're lowballing the shit out of me, bro.
And they offered me more. And you haven't given me any, you didn't even give me
wanted it that bad, you would have came and got it for the price and go, well, I got this guy down a lot. I'm going to come snag this up right now.
Right now. Yeah.
But he was obviously not excited about it.
He's like, sometime later. I was like, okay. And like the very next day it happened. I was like, and again, I was up front with him. I told him, I was like, dude, someone's come to look at it.
Right.
I was like, are you, and no response. Because honestly, if he said, I'm already on my way. At that point, I'd be like, okay, if you are truly on your way, I'll honor that.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. And I would tell the other guy, sorry, you know, I got a guy coming to pick it up.
Yeah.
And that'd be a bummer, but that's what we did.
Yeah.
But I no response, nothing.
That's his own fault.
That's his own fucking fault. And that's why I have a 3-star review on Marketplace. I have a 1-5-star and a 1-1-star.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was going to piss some people off because I was like, it was like, I turned it to pending and I was still getting messages on it. And then obviously all that shit happened and I started messaging all these people saying, because I like remarked it as for sale,
mm-hmm.
saying, hey, it's available. And then a guy just came immediately and grabbed him like, ah, it's sold.
I mean, that's how it works.
Like, seriously.
I mean, sometimes with that, it's like you got to shoot your shot. And the thing is, if those people hadn't messaged you on it, you wouldn't have reached back out to them.
Right.
And that's why sometimes, like with me on Marketplace, I have like reached out to people and be like, hey, I'm offering kind of low. I know that, but I just want to put it out there. And they may very well say like, fuck you. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Or they may very well say, hey man, yeah, I can't go that low, but I appreciate it. Yeah. Or like, no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I literally do that. So if the thing sits for 4 months and like, man, I wanted 10, but that $6,000 is looking real good right now. I'm like, here I am. Like, that's the only reason I did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I also had a guy message me. I'll give you 12 cash today. And I was like, dude, no. That's I was like, too, I've got so many people messaging me on literally the price that it's at. Like, what? He's like, well, they're all fake. He said, good luck selling it for that much. And I wanted to message him like, yeah, sold, dude. $17,500.
You should take it a picture.
Cash.
Like, one of those, like, with the cash on your face, like, hey, sup, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. You obviously do not know the market on these things.
In case you can't count, that's $175, $100 bills.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. 12? You're going to buy a 2021 fucking Honda Talon for $12,000?
Okay.
And think you're doing me a favor? Like, no, bro.
That's if it had like 15,000 miles on it.
I bet you I could still get more than 12 for it. Probably, 15,000 miles yeah. for it.
I bet you it would go down to basically like $14,000 or $15,000 and stay there.
Yeah. I had a couple of people offer me 14, 15. I was like, no. I was like, honestly, like 17 was my very, very, very bottom.
Yeah.
I got 17.5. I'm happy with it. It's like I said, I got my use out of it. It's, you know, there's already a new version out. New ones are 23. Like, someone could just go buy a new one for 23.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's that different? $5,000 or $6,000? But I got 2,000 miles on mine. Yeah. So, someone could have literally spent $6,000 more. Like, this guy probably could have spent $6,000 more and just bought a brand new one.
But that's $6,000.
That's $6,000. Yeah. And you've got to be happy with the miles. And he drove it. And like I said, the thing rips. There's nothing wrong with it.
Huh.
And that's what's great. It's like when you have something that you know is like works flawlessly and is like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it wasn't. Okay, let me back up. It wasn't perfect, but it was used, but in good condition. It was perfect running order.
Mm-hmm.
Like the confidence you have in selling something is just like, what's wrong with it? I'm like, nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Like, what about this? No, man. No. Everything works.
Yeah, it just works, man.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I did tell him the stereo will drain the battery, though, if you leave it plugged in. Learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
But no, I'm happy with it. Like I said, put a ton of miles on it in, what, 2 years, and got almost asking price out of it.
Well, I'm sure everybody's wondering right now why. And I just at this point right now, the money's more important and valuable than the device itself.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
we've all been there.
Yeah,
Tyler's doesn't have some big crazy plans or anything like that. That's just what it is right now.
Yeah,
we've all been there.
Hey, now I got money to do my rear diff. Still won't do it.
Because once you blow it, you're gonna need quite a bit more money to fix that bad boy up.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's why I sold it, because I was like, you know what, I'm gonna run this rear diff till she explodes, and I'll just buy a new rear diff and then never change the oil on that.
Didn't you change the diff fluid in that the Talon?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. See, people, he does understand it. He just refuses to do it on his truck, and the more you goad him. Yeah. The longer it's going to take.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, I'm going to take a fluid sample. I'm going to have it in a cup on this table on how clean it is, because I guarantee it's clean. Watch. Watch.
And then once you guys see that sample, he's going to go pour it back into the diff.
Yeah. Sound logic.
Yeah. It's like every time you guys bother him about
it. I'm going to sell it to a customer. I'm going to literally open up a bottle of brand new Schaefer's, pour it out, and then put my diff fluid in it and sell it to a customer.
Seasoned.
Yeah.
Known good.
Known good. Works well.
It's like, was it the 60% rule, the two-thirds rule?
Three-fifths rule.
Three-fifths, yeah. this was something I learned in school, but like when you, because there is always a failure rate for a brand new item, there's no way to tell for sure if it's going to fail or not. So like, for instance, say Air Force One doesn't get any new parts. Air Force One only gets parts that have...
Are you talking the shoes?
No, the airplane.
Oh.
Air Force One, but yeah.
Got my Air Force Ones.
Air Force One doesn't get any new parts. They only get parts that have gone through 33% of their service life. Because if they were going to fail, typically they fail in the first third.
Huh.
And they basically use them for the middle third. They're on one plane. They literally have... I don't think they have like an extra plane, but like they always take parts off that are 33% worn. They'll go on Air Force One for that middle third, and after that, after they're done with that two-thirds, they go off the plane because they're more likely to fail on that the third of its life. So, yeah, Air Force One doesn't get anything, at least mechanically and stuff like that, anything new. So the tires that are on there, they're all, when they go on Air Force One, they're all 33% worn. Brakes, they're all 33% worn.
No shit, did not know that. That's interesting, but it makes sense.
Yeah, when you think about it, you're like, yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's like, how do you know a tire is just going to magically like de-bead, or not de-bead, but like unlaminate or delaminate or something like that? Like, well, you don't know until you start using it. It's like, well, on something you can't afford to have that happen, when's it typically going to like start to just, you know, the cord's going to separate? Yeah. Well, probably when you first start using it. Cool. Well, we're not going to put anything brand new on that plane.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. The more you know. Doo-doo. Interesting. Yeah. Ta-da!
The more you know. Yeah. Licorice.
Yeah.
Damn.
Sick. Well, that was my story.
Yeah. I don't have anything cool to add except I really liked that side by side. And
he's a ripper, man. I highly recommend Talons.
I agree. Like, I don't think when it comes to a point in my life where like I'm ready to buy side by side, I might try and find that year side by side just because I have a connection with it.
I will say at this point, if I do get another one, I'd be hard pressed not to get another Talon, but I definitely would like 50 or 80 more horsepower.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I'm kind of seasoned on that machine.
Mm-hmm.
And to have just a little extra horsepower, I think would be fun. You know what I'm saying?
Are the newer ones that?
No.
No.
Same exact thing.
Yeah. Just new.
The new body. They did a new front end, some new storage stuff. They moved the cluster over the steering wheel. Just some minor changes, new colors.
But like mechanically, it's all the same.
Mechanically, it's all the same.
Well, that's good. It's tried and true.
Yeah, no, it works. There's nothing wrong with it. You still enjoy it, like even with 100 horsepower. Mm-hmm. It's still fun. It's still fast. But just like riding side by side as much as I did, that extra horsepower would have been helpful in certain situations, especially like sand.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you felt it. You went up that sand hill with mm-hmm. me in it. Yeah. You can feel it like kind of slowing down.
Well, and we have all admitted, like, this is not, like, if you're going to the dunes all the time, this is not the machine for you. Right. You need a turbo something.
Right.
But we also know, like, 99% of what you're doing is backwoods stuff.
Backwoods, yeah.
Where a naturally aspirated 100 horsepower, it's totally fine, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, I just, personal preference, I would like a little extra power, but yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know.
We could all use a little extra power.
Everybody. Power, speed and power.
Speed and power. This calls for the solution of internal combustion.
Call on my old friend, Mr. Internal Combustion. Speed and power.
What about you, Corey? When's the next Forerunner trip?
I don't know. Not sure yet. I've been debating at least another camping trip before
mm-hmm.
that season's done and over with, but it's probably going to be like an October trip, I think.
Gotcha.
September got busy.
It did, real fast.
Truck pools and drag races and Mitch being a good influence.
Hell yeah. Well, cool. That's going to about wrap this episode up. It's a shorty, but it's a good one. Tyler's doing big things in life. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks for watching, guys. See you on the next one.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe and check us out at dieselpowerproducts.com.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule there, baby. Right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.